Are you ready? When you hear that music, you know it's time to connect the dots. This is your host, Tom Edison. And I was born ready. But are you ready? Are you ready to connect the dots? This is the Connect the Dots radio show. It's a call-in radio show. The number is 888-627-6008. That's right. You can call in and speak your mind. 888-627-6008. And like I said, are you ready? Are you ready for the fifth dimension? I hear it's being brought to Earth, or Earth is going to be moved into the fifth dimension. And we're not talking about musical groups here. We're talking about dimensional zones of reality. There's basically 12 basic dimensions of reality. Each one has subdivided into 12 sections, sometimes referred to as the overtones. 12 times 12 is 144. How gross. So 144 realities could probably fit into the same space. If you understand a little about how much space there is between the nucleus of an atom and the electrons that revolve around it, there's much more space than there is substance. And there's also lies the explanation how a solid object can move through another solid object, because solid is just an illusion. And we use the term for convenience sake. Just like time doesn't really exist, but we accept the concept of time and the calibration of time for convenience sake. And it has some relevant importance, but the real reality is eternal. And I've explained it before, but the best explanation I got was somebody who worked on one of the time travel projects, and it was that if you look at time as a bubble, and you're inside the bubble, and you want to move to another time, you simply go outside the bubble, move around the edge of the bubble, and pop in at another time once you learn the technique for doing that. A simple explanation for time travel, but something that most people could probably grasp. And, of course, I haven't done any time travel in this life, but I hear from the people that are involved in it and the people that have the knowledge of it that it's essentially you dial in when you want to go and you work the mechanisms needed to do it and you end up where you want to go by kind of just dialing it in, kind of like if you watched the TV series Stargate SG-1. They dial in where they want to go. And it's not all time travel. They're just going through stargates, but it's the same principle, basically. You intentionally know where you want to go, and once you have the knowledge of how to work the mechanisms to do the time travel, you just know where you want to go, and you focus on there, and you send yourself there, and you get there instantaneously. I hear that's how it is. So much for that. What was interesting, as usual, before I do my show, sometimes I listen to some of the other BBS radio shows. I was listening to, I listened to some of the last show too, Linda Moltz and Hal was on there. A very nice, wonderful person. I met her once. And she's a really great investigator and brings forth to our world a lot of important knowledge. But most interestingly, I was listening to James Gillian tonight, and he had a guest on, apparently somebody he knows, and they were talking about, James was talking about coming back from Mexico with people down there were getting sick, and he had a little bit of sickness himself, and he mentioned about taking a little colloidal silver and drinking a certain type of water. Which brings me to some very important points. I do freebies for people all the time. As far as life, it's good to do people things for people. And sometimes I plug people's products for nothing. Simply products I believe in and products that will be helpful, products that I've tried and I know they work. And so it just brought to mind when James mentioned colloidal silver. I happen to be knowledgeable about the best colloidal silver you can get and the most potent one. 1,100 parts per million. Not that junk they sell in the health food store for 5 parts per million or 50 parts per million. That's really close to worthless. Not totally, but close to. I'll give you a couple of seconds. You might want to get yourself a pen and paper, pencil and paper, something to write these phone numbers down, because I have a few good products I just want to enlighten the listeners about that will definitely improve your health. Now, in regards to the water, well, there's actually two of them I'll recommend, but the colloidal silver, the best colloidal silver on earth can be obtained, 1,100 parts per million, by calling this number, 800-952-7921. 1,100 parts per million. The only company in the world that makes this. Call the number, 800-952-7921. This product is a cure for just about everything. The list goes hundreds of things. I don't have time to read the list it's good for, but you call that number, 800-952-7921. During daytime hours, it's an East Coast number, so keep that in mind when you're calling. In regards to water, the two best waters on the planet are, they're not ones you get out of the spring, no. Are bottles that you can buy at the store. One's, both of them are used as catalysts. One, you can actually buy in glass containers and have it shipped to you. And you still can use that as a catalyst. First one, it's an East Coast number, so remember what the daytime hours for the East Coast are, if you're calling from California or something. John Ellis Water, the number is 570-296-0214. Again, the best water on earth that you can have shipped in glass containers to you has 114 degree bond angle, which creates a lower surface tension, which means it's more wetter, more soluble, can get into the cells better. Number is 570-296-0214. And you are 70% water, basically. And so water is the most important thing you can put into your body. That's right. The other product is from Phi Sciences. The number there is 928-634-2668. That's Phi Sciences. Look it up on the internet. That catalyst, you have to put that into distilled water. And if you have any common sense, you know you have to make your own distilled water. Don't try buying using anything that's sold in the store. The only way you know you have real distilled water is get yourself a little small distiller and cook a gallon at a time. Then you'll know you'll have distilled water. So he sells the catalyst. You put a small number of drops in a glass of water or a gallon of water at the proper ratio, and it energizes the water. And you add extra drops, you really feel the energy out of this water. He sells the crystal energy concentrate. The guy, the scientist who invented this, his name is Patrick Flanagan. He's a genius. He hasn't been anything since he was a kid, and he invented this catalyst. It really works. And I use both of these waters myself. But if you're lazy and you got the money, just buy it in a glass from the other guy. The 928 number, that's Arizona, so that's Rocky Mountain time zone, I believe. 928-634-2668. Again, you got to call these numbers in the daytime of the locality they're in to order, unless you're going to, you know, that's the best way to do it. You really want to talk to somebody on the phone so they explain to you the details of why their water is so great. But the key thing is these waters have low surface tension. They get into your cells better. And while we're talking about low surface tension, one of the best foods you can do is juice carrots. Because juicing carrots has the lowest surface tension ever. Of course, you got to drink it right after you juice it. You don't put it in the refrigerator because the surface tension will go up higher. You want a low surface tension number because it gets into your cells easier. That's what makes carrot juice so good. But you got to drink it fresh right after you make it. That's when it has the lowest surface tension. That's when it will go directly into your cells. This is an educational show. Don't waste your money buying expensive carrot juice in a health food store that's already put in a container because it lost its surface tension magic already. It'll still taste good, but you're going to be paying a lot of money for something that just tastes good and the health benefits have really been lost already. That's true with any juicing you do, really. You want to drink it right away. You don't want to store it, you know. That's the beauty of juicing. The energy in the food is there. It's ready to be assimilated right after juicing. You put it in jars, containers, and hold on to it. The longer you hold on to it, it loses some of its vitality. That should be just common sense. However, the waters are different. You can hold on them for probably indefinitely if you put them in glass containers. And when you, whatever you're doing, don't use only glass because plastic does leak. That's why you can't buy distilled water in the store because it's in a plastic container. And the plastic is leaching into the distilled water. You know? The only plastics that don't really leach are the 5-gallon water containers that the water companies sell the bottled water in. That's probably the least leaching of the plastics. But those containers are only good for holding water. You put other ingredients in those containers and the plastic will leach out. So anyhow, those are some very important points for educational points for you to think about. So anyhow, I was also listening to Ed Gillian talking about him and his buddy. They're talking about all the things showing up on the SETI Ranch. Very interesting. And they started talking about the ethers and testing the spirits, that you can't assume that any contact you get telepathically or some great vision or something, you can't just assume that these are good spirits. And the rule is, for those of you that don't know it, if you want to find out if a spirit you're in contact with, whom they are, you ask them the key questions, like, are you in service to the light or something like that? And whatever their first answer is, you have to ask that same question three times. If the spirit's on the up and up, honest, on the level, light-serving, God-serving, the spirit will have no qualms about answering the same question three times. If they look to avoid it, they only answer it twice and then try to deviate, they can't be trusted. This is the rule of the universe. So keep it in mind. You want to find out if you're communicating with some unseen entity or some creature that manifests itself visually to you, you've got to, well, use your intuition, one, and then if you're not sure, make sure you ask them some key questions and ask them the same question three times. And if they don't, not willing to do that, that says they're holding something back already. They know about the rule, too. So that's important information because, you know, you need to be on the lookout all the time. And what else would they say on the show? They were talking about the guest on James Gillian's show said that he was talking, why do they respond to our thoughts, you know? Well, the obvious answer is they listen to your thoughts because that's what telepathic communication is. You know, when you're thinking, there are invisible entities listening to your thoughts, whether you're aware of it or not, because thoughts travel out into the other dimensions and throughout the whole universe. That's how the universe is set up. Your thoughts are telepathically communicating out there, whether you know it or not. And something to be mindful of. I cover everything in that book of mine, Connected Dots Theory. I talk about the unusual phenomena that happens to me all the time. And I realize that this is how it's being done. When I'm amongst people, and if I think something, you know, sometimes you think something and right before you say it, and then you decide you're not going to say it, but you thought it, and it happens with me all the time. It doesn't matter who else is around. If I think something, and as I'm starting to think it about it, I hold back and I don't say it. I just think it and dwell on it. Maybe I shouldn't say this or something. Somebody nearby, doesn't matter who it is, anyone, will say out loud what I just had thought. Now, to me, that's proof that my thoughts are being listened to, and the consciousness that is, I guess, following me around, guardian angel, whatever, here's what I'm thinking, and communicates telepathically to someone near me to say what I was just thinking. And they're not even aware that I was thinking that, the person who speaks it out. And they're not even aware that the idea or the words were put in their mind telepathically. And why is this happening? Why does it always happen to me? It's to let me know that, hey, my life is being monitored, and this is a way for the entity or entities that are monitoring my thoughts and my life to let me know that, you know, I'm being paid attention to. And that's the simple idea of it. So when I hear these stories about out at the Yosemite Ranch, people are hollering, power up the lights for us. Sure, they not only hear your words, they hear your thoughts thinking that. And that's why they respond, to make you aware that they hear your thoughts. Of course they hear your thoughts, because especially if they're telepathic abilities are fine-tuned, and they use that type of communication all the time. I hear many species, that's all they do is telepathically communicate. Animals do it too. Man, anybody who's had a cat before, when the cat wants you to open up the door, it gets your attention, gives you the look, and you know the cat wants you to open up the door. Cat will also give you another meow, and though there's no verbal communication there, you know the cat wants you to open up a can of food for it, and you comply. Now, how do you know what the cat wants? You know? The cat's telepathically communicating with you. And many other types of animals that we interact with, knowingly or unknowingly, they're telepathically communicating to us, too. There's an interesting thing on the... somebody had a video on more proof of telepathic communication on Twitter. And they, what I call a wrong interpretation of what was in the video. There was some cats around, a bowl of cat food, and somebody had a camera, and a raccoon showed up and wanders over to the bowl, grabs some food, and runs away with it. You know, and the cats just like look at it. You know, they're a little wary, and the raccoon takes some food and leaves. And now, the interpretation tweeted out on Twitter was the cats have formed a government, and they rule over the raccoon. Nonsense. I had to add my two cents to that. I says the video is showing telepathic communication between the animals. Obviously, the raccoon saw the food there, saw three cats around, and wanted to get some food, but to be on the safe side, he didn't want to, cause a fight or something, so he probably telepathically communicated to the cats, I'm hungry, I just want to take a little of that food, and they okayed it, and then the raccoon goes over, sticks his paws in the cat food bowl with dry food, grabs some, and runs away. Now that makes perfect sense. So anyhow, telepathic communication is always going on, whether you know it, are aware of it or not. And I keep telling people to go out and buy my book. Well, I have to be the only salesperson because I have to... say that the company I signed up with, they really weren't too helpful with doing any promotion. So that's why I talk about it on my show. It's a great book that's designed to educate people, explain why things are the way they are. You know, it explains that every, and in common English too, I went through a big effort to not use too many fancy words. And when I do use a fancy word or two, or something that an average person might not understand, I take the time to explain what that word means, because that's the importance of an educational book, is to communicate with the reader. If you're not talking a language that the reader can understand, your message isn't going to get through. And I have a lot of stories about telepathic communication. You know, telepathically communicating with the invisible consciousness from the spacecraft, and we're doing comedy all night. I'm telepathically communicating with a frog that wanted to sing harmony to songs I would play on a guitar. I'm telepathically communicating to who's ever following me around. So if I think something, they take my thought and give it, put that idea in somebody else's head, so they say it to make me think that I'm being paid attention to. And it goes on and on. I mean, unless you're dirt poor out there, the book is available, Connected Dots Theory. You can get it on iTunes, I think, for $9.99 for a download. You can get it at Google Play for $7.99. Yeah, simple. Go on the internet, just punch in Connected Dots Theory. And those nasty machines, what they've done, unbelievable. They're trying to put things together. I don't know if they're trying to be helpful or maybe the machines are getting mischievous, but if you go on the Google bar and type it in, the machines have concocted this idea that it's because the guy Steve Jobs used the words connecting the dots, that somehow that's in some way connected to my book. No way. Steve Jobs, I'm sure people idolize him. I've seen him on TV when he was doing live commercials and all that. But as far as knowledge goes, he doesn't have one tenth or maybe one hundredth of the knowledge I have. And so I'm kind of annoyed that they're connecting his name with my book. He would have learned something if he had the opportunity to read my book. I'm sure he's somewhere else right now and in the afterlife, or he doesn't need to read what's in my book. My book is written for people alive today on Earth, so they can expand their understanding of reality, because the new reality is coming our way. Welcome to the new world. Well, it's on its way here, and it's going to involve ETs and the beginning of first contact, and reconnecting the Earth to the rest of the universe that has been cut off by the bad guys. And of course, my book also explains about the bad guys. It clearly explains that about 90% of all bad human behavior is connected to the bad creatures from the 12th planet. Yeah. Maybe you haven't heard about the 12th planet, but the info's out there. Start searching. It's also called Nibiru. The group is also called the Anunnaki. The false gods from the past, whatever you want to call them. But when you start looking at what's in the Sumerian records about their behavior and see the behavior of humans, the noxious behavior that humans still display here on Earth, you'll clearly see, as I make it as clear as possible, that just about all, at least 90%, maybe it's 95% of bad human behavior is directly attributable to the bad influences of the 12th planet interfering in the affairs of mankind. You'll have no doubt if you read my book. Pointed out why things are the way they are today. And that is the worst influence. You know, religious people say, oh, it's the devil, Satan. Well, let me tell you something. You read my book, you'll get an understanding. Whoa. The devil, Satan, whatever you want to call these evil creatures, they're only number two when it comes to the bad guys. The 12 planet, they are the worst. And of course, there's, you know, equally bad ETs, Dracos, reptilians. Well, 12 planet beings, there are four reptilian, I believe. Some of them are. Anyhow, that's clearly explained in my book also. So, I mean, it's pennies to get it. I mean, if you don't get it, you know, you're cheating yourself out of an education. There's more education in this one book than you've gotten in your whole grade school, kindergarten to 12th grade education. And there's more education in this one single book than most people get in their college education. And I did it all in less than 100 pages of text because there's no filler. It's all truth-revealing knowledge made as simple with as few words as possible. And that's why it's a great book. You know? And you'll probably learn even more than you've learned in your whole life. You could learn in one night from reading my book. That's how much knowledge I packed into this book. And I'm not saying that for my ego, because I don't need to prove anything to anybody, but I'm telling you the truth, because that was the purpose of writing the book, to share the knowledge I have learned in my life, in many sources, with the human race. Share that knowledge with the human race. And it's out there and available, and I'm the only guy doing promotion for it, unfortunately, and the only way I can do it is with this radio show. But maybe I'll have some new avenues to approach with it. By the way, in case you haven't, if you haven't looked at my bio at the BBS Radio, maybe you're not aware. I ran in the last two presidential elections as an independent right-wing candidate, and I'm doing it again in 2020. And the reason I do it as the right candidate, because I want to be under the radar. And the big guys don't believe it can be done. And, of course, it can't be done if you, the voters, don't go out and vote for me. But, and volunteer to be my electoral vote for each state, you know. It's going to take a lot of work and a lot of contributions from regular people like you, but you're the people that need to go out and make an attempt to save yourself. Look at the rotten government we got now. They've sold us down the drain, just like all the other world governments have sold their people down the drain, too. And the whole world's under the rotten control. Yeah, the 12th planet and the other bad ETs and the other demons, demonic spirits, you know, they're all here leeching off our poor human race. But we can break out of that sooner than you think. But that requires group action. It's called collective consciousness, collective effort. Maybe you've never heard that word before. Yes, there is a collective consciousness. The good ETs talk about each of us that improve upon ourselves, remove hate, anger, and all the other bad things, and focus our thoughts on love, can help get rid of bad negative frequencies. And there are negative frequencies being broadcasted upon us on purpose to keep us enslaved as long as they can. And it's still going on today. It's still going on with the chemtrails haven't stopped yet. It's going to take some effort to do that. You know, a lot of people like President Trump, but he isn't dealing with the chemtrails. What's his problem, you know? Well, he's being, you know, kept from finding out about it, I guess. I don't see how he cannot find out about it. All he has to do is look up in the sky, but I guess he's looking at other things. He's not addressing the 5G effort either, and I hear the U.S. senators have to address that issue. It's something a bill called S-19. And if you're a conscientious person, you should understand that the two biggest dangers to us, the human race, is the chemtrails and the 5G, and the 5G will kill you sooner than the chemtrails will. They haven't plugged it in yet, but they're putting up the networks all around, around here on the East Coast, and I'm sure it's happening all around the country. The people, telecommunications companies are putting up new telephone poles, new high-voltage electric lines, garbage can-sized transformers, and eventually they'll put the thin broadcasters of the 5G on a telephone pole in front of your house. And believe me, that will give you cancer real fast. You know, even if you're not hooked into the system. This is sick. This is the sick world, sick governments ruled by sick creatures. And they're not going to voluntarily stop this. So we are at war with the powers of the world. That's right. We, the common people, we are under attack by our own governments. It's really that bad. I mean, it's even worse in Europe. I find out a lot of this bad news on Twitter, on YouTube, about what's going on, especially in Europe. British government, we used to think the British people were nice and good. Remember the Beatles came from England? They made us all love Britain. And the British invasion with all the great music they brought to America. But the British government has turned out to be nothing but a bunch of crooks, dirtbags selling out their own people, stifling free speech, and just like they're trying to stifle free speech in America here. It's unbelievable. We are under attack. And it's going to take some coming together of people. You know, let's stop arguing about petty stuff, you know? And that's why I'm running for president again, you know, in 2020. But I need a support team, you know? If you were even thinking of voting for a Democrat or Republican candidate, I don't care if you like President Trump. He doesn't know 1,000. The information I know. And if you think he's a great leader, well, I'm 100 times better than he is. If he was as great a leader as people are pumping him up to be, even though he's done more than the last ridiculous president we had, or the last several ridiculous presidents we have, he ain't done nothing compared to what I would do with the presidency, because I'm the guy who has the formulas for all the solutions. I'm the guy who knows how to take command of the situation and give the orders. Believe me, if I was the president now, there would be no chemtrail planes flying, and there would be no 5G systems being set up. But the money's in the pipeline to keep the 5G going, and there's enough money to bribe the senators to be idiots and vote in for it to happen. This is the bad situation we're in, you know? I like to talk about nice things, but this is serious times. And the rest of the universe, Galactic Federation, wants to bring us all into the fifth dimension where evil will not be able to follow us. And what's taking so long is we're partly to blame, because there's too many couch potatoes and too many chickens and too many people that are still brainwashed. If, like I said, if you think about voting for a Democrat or Republican president again, you are out of your mind, because these are the political parties that created all the problems. You know, locally, yeah, there's always going to be politics locally, Democrats and Republicans. But at the high office You know, I mean, it's just common sense. That's why I run as an independent. I call up the small political parties, and all they want me to do is join their party. They are so stupid. They don't get the idea. It's political parties are the problem. And if you so much as even think of voting for a Democrat or Republican in the next presidential election, you are the problem too. Because how many times does the door have to get slammed in your face before you wake up and realize these people are all crooks? They're money hungry, they're egotistic maniacs, grandstanders, bribe takers, and they will do nothing for you. Like they do. Nothing. Really? There must be a few good politicians out there. Few good members of each party, but basically the whole lot stinks. You know? If we tried to find how many good people were in the Congress, I don't know if I could get to five. You know? Really. And the ones that we think are good, they're nothing but a bunch of bags of wind. Take somebody, you know, I have to call, you know, I don't like to talk badly about people, but take somebody like Rand Paul, you know. He's famous because of Ron Paul, a real patriot. But Rand Paul doesn't have any solutions to anything. He wants to talk about the problems like everybody else does. Like, well, that's not going to help us. So I'm a solution person, you know. There's one problem that doesn't have a solution to it in the world today. In fact, many of the problems have several solutions, but these laid-back, do-nothing politicians, they don't know anything about solving problems. Most of them are born with a silver spoon in the mouth, and the ones that aren't want that silver spoon. And they're dedicated to making money. That's why they got into politics. They don't know anything about solving problems, because in order to solve problems of down at the street level, you have to be at the street level. You have to have lived at the street level, which I am. And let me tell you, that's why I am the most qualified person to be the next president of the United States. But if you, the general public, are not interested in helping somebody who really would be a thousand times better than any of the presidents that ever walked the face of the earth, well, I am that good. If you don't want to support somebody like that, you know, who are you? Why, you shouldn't even be voting if you're so ignorant you want to vote in another pretty face or another BS talker. I mean, really? Well, so much for that. If you're not willing to go out and help somebody, an honest person like myself who has solutions, that wants to solve all the problems, what's wrong with you? Huh? What kind of an unethical human being are you? I mean, really? You know? Especially all you people that love Trump. I don't dislike him, you know? Considering, for a rich guy, he's doing a pretty good job, but that's his problem. He's a rich guy. He doesn't know anything about common people, street life, or anything like that. You know? And that's his problem. Rich people cannot be... There should be a law against rich people being in politics, because they don't understand what it is to be non-wealthy. And that's why they have no solutions for the non-wealthy. Because they know nothing about it. You know, they've living in a make-believe bubble. They've been associating with wealthy people their whole lives. And those that weren't in the beginning want to get amongst the wealthy people. I'm not interested in associating with wealthy people. I'm interested in enjoying life and solving problems, helping people out. And that's the attitude we all should have if we're going to get into the business of being a public servant. Well, tomorrow, those of you who wrote down the phone numbers, you can start changing your life by getting some of these products. especially if you have health problems. Or just want to improve your health. In regards to public service, 5G is something serious we all have to talk about. If you have kids, or your neighbors have kids, or somebody you know has kids, the schools are now the most dangerous places for human beings to be in. There's you might want to look these people up. There's a gentleman called Kevin Mottus, M-O-T-T-U-S. He's with the a band of over 200 scientists at the, let me see, what's it called? The Brain Injury Association of California. Or the California Brain Tumor Association. Look him up, Kevin Mottus. He's got a good YouTube out there to educate you about the 5G. Look for it. It's, I think, a minute and 6 minutes long, and he clearly explains scientific evidence is there. And he talks about the horror story about what a schoolroom in schoolrooms in Los Angeles are. They got 30, 40 broadcasters in each room, and 2 to 3 Wi-Fi broadcasters in the ceiling. So your children, you're sending them to a place where they're sitting in a sea of microwave energies for 6, 7, 8 hours a day. That's a death sentence, almost. Plus, their DNA is getting damaged. They won't be able to have normal kids. And you're sending them to school. So schools are the most dangerous places for anybody to be. And nothing's being done about it. In fact, they're planning on putting more microwaving stuff into the schools. Forget about the gun violence. Just sending your kid to school in a microwave oven doesn't make any sense. So stop pretending that it's not happening, because it is happening. It's happening right now, and everybody should really take their kids out of the public schools, because they're dangerous places. You know, there's ways to make allow the kids to use the electronic equipment by using combinations of a large antenna distant from the school, and then through fiber optic cables connect all the laptops, etc. But none of the schools are doing that. None of them. So, and with the new 5G setup, I'm just telling you, this is serious. Your kids, if you love your children, you better take them out of school now, because they're not. You're sending them to a microwave oven every day they go to school. This is serious stuff. And the government is doing nothing to stop this. They know about what's going on. The science is known. But the government just wants to lie to you and pretend that everything's okay, and they use things like the FCC, okay, the standards. And you got to watch these videos that are out now about the 5G. They talk about how the fake the FCC is. The standards are all set up so they won't pick up what's really dangerous, and they're controlled by the telecommunications companies, and you really are uneducated about the equipment you're using, and the government is not on your side. They are on the side of the people that don't care about your health. And of course, there's that concerted effort by the New World Order, NWO, to get rid of 95% of the people on the earth. Depopulation, Agenda 21, et cetera, et cetera. It goes under a lot of different names, but they have these programs. That's why the purpose of the chemtrails. That's the purpose of putting the dangerous 5G out there and allowing no scientific testing to be done by the government to inform the people that this is a hell they're setting up for everybody. You know, they want to microwave people to be sick with cancers real fast and die real fast. And, of course, the pharmaceutical companies are in on it, too. The more sick people, the more money they make. And they don't have any real cures because they don't want real cures. They just want to suck your money out of you and give you fake cures and fake belief systems. And just as long as they can make a profit. Well, so much for the 5G, but look it up tomorrow. I'm giving you the key name, Kevin Modis. And California Brain Tumor Association, and there's another one, the Brain Injury Association of California. And there's hundreds of doctors involved in this, and you need to educate yourself about what's going on, because this is serious stuff. Your children's health is at risk here. Your health is at risk. Everybody you know is at risk because the 5G is coming to your neighborhood whether you want it or not. And you don't have to be hooked into the system to get microwaved to death, because they're going to put it on every telephone pole in every neighborhood that has telephone poles. And the only way that there's really no light at the end of the tunnel with this, with the government, you know? Come on, we know how the Congress is. Yeah, try to get the senators to agree to stop all this when they're taking bribe money from the telecommunications companies. They don't want to lose their bribe money. So are they really going to act for you? No way. Don't count on it. So there's a real battle going on here, and you need to become part of that battle and join us, the good guys, against the evil government. Yes, the U.S. government is evil. It's not totally evil. A lot of people that work for the government are good people, but it's controlled by evil. Another reason I tell people, buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory. It explains clearly that all the marks of evil, the marks of the false gods, are on Washington, D.C. From the moment the plans were drawn up for it, the markers were there. The street layout, the buildings, you know, the Washington Monument, the tallest obelisk in the world, a mind control device. Everything points to Washington, D.C. being ruled by evil. Everything about it. And I call attention to the key points regarding those markers. But you're not going to know about it if you don't buy my book, Connect the Dots Theory, and educate yourself. Come on, I gave you some clues there. Barnes & Noble sells it, but the cheapest way to get it is Google Play, $7.99. iTunes download, $9.99. Plus, if you go to the Google Play thing, you can get a preview of the book. You can get to look at some of the pictures. You can preview some of the pages. And if that isn't enough to convince you, I think you're brain dead already. No pun intended. And you can take that any way you want. But, you know, I'll say what I'm going to say, you know. But it's important people start thinking. That's why you have a mind. You know, to think. You have the ability, your mind is the greatest, one of the greatest computers ever invented. It's a living computer, and you can teach yourself to use it well. Your life will improve. Absolutely. Take a deep breath. Make the OM sound. I hear that raises your vibration. What do you got to lose? Learn breathing techniques. Start working with crystals. good advice. I work with crystals. If anybody out there has a Lemurian crystal with the triangle etched in, give me a call. Number here is 888-627-6008. You only got a couple of minutes left. But just the word, I'm looking to talk with somebody else who has one, because I hear when you put them together with other Lemurian crystals with the triangle etched in the face, more power in connecting. And what else regarding education? I have to remind people, like, go to the BBS radio schedule. Go down to my show. Click on the name of my show, Connect the Dots. This is the Connect the Dots radio show. And then click onto the CD Baby link. And both my albums that are being sold on CD Baby are there. The album title, Songs Better Than Dylan. This is education within songs. Each one of them has a story. Each one is philosophical, social commentary, or any one of the above. And the other one, American Party Songs, you'll hear some of the greatest guitar playing that's been out there since the great guitarists of the 60s and 70s. Seriously, if you're a guitar player, appreciate excellent guitar music, you'll get to hear some of it on that album. And as we're coming to the end of the show, you know, every week I give you a little taste of that guitar playing. You know, you have the end lead guitar solo to my song, Are You the Partying Kind? Are you? I am. And followed by the first song on the Songs Better Than Dylan album title, I Gotta Be Somebody. It's an anthem for everybody. Listen to the end of that song, you'll hear a horse galloping in the back. Okay, we're coming to the end of the show. I'm going to do the countdown. Tell your friends to listen next week. Watch out for the chemtrails. Start looking at your telephone pole. Because when they set up the 5G and turn it on, you better get out of town. Okay, Ms. Engineer, here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody to feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped to look.